money matters and trade matters because it's all linked in. The pound rose in Asian trading this morning after hitting a record low against the dollar yesterday. Sterling was up 0.9% in morning trading at $1.07, just a day after an early morning fall sent the currency tumbling almost 5% to a record low of 103. It followed a package of tax cuts costing at least £45 billion announced by the British government last Friday and all paid for by increased borrowing. The market did not like that. So what impact does this fall in sterling have for Irish exporters? We're joined by Simon McKeever, Chief Executive of the Irish Exporters Association. Simon McKeever, what is the effect on your members?
Good morning, Audrey. Well, look, the immediate impact is, of course, that Irish goods are suddenly more expensive in Britain this week than they were 6 days ago. So they're 5% more expensive almost than they were a week ago. In fact, since Liz Truss came to power, they're 6% more expensive. The pound has dropped 6% against the euro and 10% against the dollar. The longer term, when you look out a little bit more longer term, if you priced a contract to deliver goods into the UK even 5 or 6 days ago, you're already, unless you've hedged that currency risk and you're priced in sterling, you're already down 5%. And then, you know, what are you going to do for contracts that you're pricing now and the uncertainty that brings in the euro sterling rate over the next while? So I think the uncertainty doesn't help. The longer-term impact on it, I think we need to watch a couple of things in relation to sterling. Because of the massive package that's been brought in to support the British economy over there, how does that make our competitive position on the world stage? We're exporting into a similar market where the UK is exporting. Are we now less competitive? And obviously, are we less competitive in the UK market as well? I think there's one very interesting dynamic going on with this. A lot of people probably don't remember or recall or know that the IMF was called into Britain in 1976. And what were the underlying features of that? A sterling crisis, a stock market collapse, an energy crisis, and high interest rates. And I think, Audrey, it's very important to remember why Britain matters to Ireland as a market. 8% of our exports go to Britain, 11% when you include Northern Ireland. It's a starter market for a lot of smaller exporters. It is a very easy market in which to do business, and it's still an extremely important export market for Ireland. Geography dictates that it always will be.
Well, I was going to say to those who say that perhaps we, since Brexit, we're increasing trade with the rest of the EU rather than the United Kingdom, we're less reliant on sterling. Are you saying that's not necessarily the case?
No, I mean, statistically, absolutely, we are less reliant on the UK, but it remains a very, very important market for Ireland. It's right next door to us. They have similar buying habits. They buy similar things. We're in the same media and geography space, and we have a lot of family ties. So it will always remain a very important market for Ireland. Geography dictates that that's just the case. And, you know, my experience is for companies that are beginning to export for the first time, the UK is the easiest place to go. So, yes, we are exporting more goods to the likes of Germany. In particular, we've seen huge growth in Germany. We're exporting more to China, and our exports into the EU are holding up and into the United States. Britain still remains a very important market for us because it's a very easy place to do business in.
It's geography. Thank you very much indeed. Simon McKeever, Chief Executive of the Irish Exporters Association.